Ewan for breakfast. 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast's Triple M. And always online at triplem.com.au.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. I tell you what, tonight at the Sir Robert Hilton Theatre, there is going to be an absolutely amazing show. I've been raving about it during the course of the week on the Brekkie Show. I have got hypnotist Isaac Lohman on the line. Isaac, good morning.
Good morning, Ewan. Great to be on here with you.
Now, mate, tell me all about how you got into hypnosis.
Look, it was kind of a wacky way around it. I didn't really see my future as a hypnotist when I was growing up. A lot of people ask me that question. Is it something that gets handed down through the generations?
Yeah.
I kind of just got interested in the idea of persuasion and really, like, good communication with people. And often that kind of comes through in sales and marketing ideas and training. And so that's kind of where I initially heard the word hypnosis. And that kind of comes from the neuro-linguistic programming, or NLP, which is now found in a lot of marketing degrees. And that sort of really fascinated me. And then I learned hypnotherapy, or like overt use of trance to help people. And that's kind of where the bug bit me. And I saw that this state of mind could really help people. And I thought, wow, I've just got to get this out to the world. Yeah.
Isaac, you've been part of the Fringe for a number of years now. You're an Adelaide boy, from what I understand, and you put on what is not your normal hypnosis show. Tell me all about it.
Yeah, so it's the great thing about a hypnosis show is all audience participation. So you come along with some friends or some family members, there's a very high likelihood that one of them is going to be up on stage with me going into hypnosis. And of course, that's what makes it so much fun. So when you see people up on stage getting hypnotized before your very eyes, like, I don't take them away to some secret room and hypnotize them there. I do it all on stage in front of people. And then, then you see them doing this kind of wacky stuff up on stage. That's the kind of fun that we have with it.
For people who have never seen a show like yours before, I mean, how would you describe it?
Well, it's a really good mixture, because some people kind of ask me, you know, is the live show, is the hypnosis show at the theatre, is that about, like, therapy, or is that about comedy? I don't really get quite where it falls in. It is definitely about comedy and entertainment. So I think it's a really nice blended mixture between being kind of awe-inspiring, because people see it all happen and they still quite figure out how it's happening. And I think, like, it's kind of like a bit like a magic show in that sense, because it's got that real awe part of it. But then I have people walking out of the room and they're like, oh, I have not belly laughed like that in years. and those are the two kind of main emotions that I want to get out of people when they come down to this show. So that's what they can expect, and that's what they should be looking forward to.
Isaac, take us through what you are doing for Limestone Coasters tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely. So obviously tonight's all about the fun and seeing a show that will have, you know, people laughing and whatnot. The one thing, the other thing that people kind of walk away from the show is this idea that our mind is more than what we might give it credit for. Mm. And the beautiful thing about hypnosis is it's able to create really rapid, deep changes in people's lives if they're looking for that kind of change. So tomorrow morning, I'll be doing a weight loss workshop and a stop smoking workshop for people that want to lose weight or want to give up smoking, and they just don't quite know how to do it. Like, maybe they've tried a few things before and they recognize it's in their habits, or their thinking gets in the way of things. And the whole idea about this is to kind of get into the subconscious part of their mind, the part that runs these habits. You know, eating for most people is habitual. And rather than seeing it as a thing that we do when we're bored, it becomes fuel for our body. Mm. Fuel for this vehicle and sort of really kind of changing our idea and our relationship with food. That's what the weight loss one's really about. And the stop smoking one, again, it's looking at this as a habit that we do. It's consistently at different times throughout the day. You know, a lot of people have the same patterns and habits when it comes to smoking. It's usually they wake up, they have one with a coffee, they have one on the way to work, they use it as a break or a crutch to kind of take a break from work during the day, and then they might have one to wind down. And so that's fairly typical for a lot of people, and it just shows it's very much a habit-based activity. Mm. So getting into hypnosis, we're able to put the current reality that they believe that they can't help but eat that sweet thing that they can't get off their mind, or they believe that they can't help but have a cigarette and not think about it. You know, that's just their current reality. We can put that on hold, shift some things around subconsciously So the future is different from what they've known for the last few years.
Isaac, what's it like when you see people that are having these sort of struggles? I mean, giving up smoking is not easy in any stretch of the imagination, and dieting, of course, is hard for people as well. A lot of people must come to you almost at the end of their rope.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, certainly hypnosis is not people's first port of call. They've usually tried a few things along the way.
Mm.
And, look, it's so rewarding. And it's, for me, it's a real feel-good factor of this part of my work, you know. I've had the pleasure of doing shows on very big stages and big theatres, on cruise ships, you know, with 1,200 people. And not one of those shows trumps helping one person quit smoking for the rest of their life. Like, that is an incredible thing that I sometimes I get blasé about, because it's happening all the time every day of my hypnotherapy career. But when I hear from people's family or their friends, maybe I've helped someone get over a phobia, and they're going on a big holiday with a bunch of friends a couple of weeks later, and the thing that was stressing everybody out was that they had a big fear of flying and they weren't sure how they were going to react.
Mm.
And I take that fear away, and the whole holiday is just better for everyone, right? When I hear these anecdotes and these stories come from people around the person who had the problem, that really cements it in me, you know, the hypnosis, despite what many people think about it, and certainly what Hollywood's portrayed it as, it's a really powerful force for good in the world.
Isaac, for people who would like to know more about weight loss, would like to know more about giving up smoking, what's the best way of them getting involved with tomorrow's events?
Yeah, so all of those details, and they can book online at isaaclomond.com.au. Bookings are essential for these ones. I do really like to know who's coming down, how many people we're likely to have in the room. So they do need to book before tomorrow kicks off. That's all of the information's up there. So,
Isaac, it has been sensational to talk to you today. I cannot wait till tonight. Have a fantastic show, and hopefully a lot of people take the opportunity to maybe work on their weight loss and giving up smoking as well. It's been fantastic to have you on the show, man.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Ewan. Really appreciate you having me on.
This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Classic Hits 963 Triple M.